It's time for Forward Nation Radio. Now here he is, the host of Forward Nation Radio, David Leventhal.
Hello and welcome to this week's Shit Show, starring me, David Leventhal. Oh, also Forward Nation Radio. We came up with the name, which we kind of like, before we even understood the extent to which this administration would be one shit show after another. Okay, well, we're almost 9 months now into the Trump presidency, and most of us are still here. Okay, now on to the bad news for the week, because there was a lot of it. Let's start off with Trump's policy week. Trump announced that he will be repealing Obama's signature climate change policy, climate change achievement regarding power plants. Bill Clinton, in the 1990s in his presidency, his tagline was building a bridge to the 21st century. Donald Trump's tagline should be building a slide back to the 20th century. And earlier in the 20th century, not like the end of the 20th century when things were potentially a little bit better, but really early in the 20th century. The whole world is moving forward on addressing the problems caused by fossil fuels and destruction of the planet. But not the United States. We're moving backwards. What we're seeing here at a time when China just announced that they're going to require one-fifth or one-quarter of all their automobiles sold in a few years to be electric automobiles. Not us. We're moving away from automobile fuel efficiency standards. We're moving away from power plants. Because what we need is more pollution, more climate change. After all, climate change. What could possibly go wrong? No, what we've got, and we're reminded again in this country, is we've got vulture capitalists. People who are used to feeding off of dead carcasses and leaving only the bones. In this case, what is identified as the dead carcass? Sadly, it's becoming increasingly clear that the dead carcass they all have targeted is the United States of America. If this country is going to get our ass kicked by the rest of the world that continues to invest in infrastructure and prepares for the 21st century, then we might as well loot everything we can while the looting is good. Leave the bones for somebody else. The Trump family will be just fine, in case you were worried. What could go wrong with climate change? Well, in addition to the hurricanes we've been seeing and the destruction that they've caused, we're now seeing California wildfires destroying millions and millions of dollars worth of property. Don't know if it's gotten into the billions yet. And ending lives. Wildfires were one of the predicted outcomes. Increased intensity and increased wildfires was a predicted outcome of climate change. And yet, Republicans will say, oh, it doesn't matter. As long as I get my coal industry job back, which isn't coming back anyway, that's okay. The rest of the world is busy investing in their infrastructure. The United States has basically not done this for a long time. And now, when we could be preparing for energy of the 21st century, when other countries, including China and most of Europe, is preparing to try to take the lead in climate change and renewable fuel technologies, the United States is run by a kleptocracy that sees an opportunity to steal whatever meat is still left on the bones. Trump also announced the rollback of contraception coverage under Obamacare. Donald Trump, that angry little boy, didn't get what he wanted. So, as we've said many times, he wants to take his ball and go home. He didn't get to repeal that big, nasty Obamacare, so he's going to destroy it as he promised to do. This is just one part of his battle to destroy Obamacare. Also part of that battle, they have stopped limited funding for advertisements to get people to enroll in Obamacare. They have, this statistic is a fun one, this fact is a fun one. They have come out and closed, shut down the website, I understand, on Sundays for maintenance and repairs. The month before enrollment requirements have to be met. The day when people are most likely to want to go to the website to sign up, let's just close down the website. And now let's tell those poor religious people who have a problem with people having sex, you know, the Tim Murphys of the world, you have a problem with people having sex, well, you don't have to cover contraception in your insurance plans. This is where we are in America. When we're not a kleptocracy, we're a theocracy. Because as we've said many times on this show, the lessons from 9/11 should be, my God could beat up your God. Not, gee, maybe extremism isn't the way to go in the 21st century. Speaking of he's a piece of shit, we've been obviously focusing a lot on this show, on the plight of the Dreamers and the fate of DACA. We rejoiced, so to speak, up to a point, a couple of weeks ago, when Trump actually met with Democratic leaders and came out and said something intelligent, or at least not completely ridiculous. Trump came out and said, we've got an agreement here. We're going to work on not ending DACA. We're going to make sure we get something passed, and we will not require the wall to be built as part of a deal on DACA. Well, President 3-year-old child with the attention span of a 3-year-old child then went and talked to somebody else. And after that conversation, came out and said, deal? What deal? That was so, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. But now, we should throw the Dreamers out. Unless I get everything I want. Every stupid idea I've ever had, such as spending billions of dollars building my stupid wall. Every stupid idea I've had, Democrats have to agree to, or we're going to throw the Dreamers out. We warned a couple of weeks ago when they had that agreement that this was President Capriciousness himself, and one sure as hell shouldn't expect that he will abide by any agreement. We'll be spending a lot of time on this show talking about all the agreements that Donald Trump is refusing to abide by, making America the can't-trust country of the world. Well, here's one more agreement he's now saying he doesn't want to abide by. And so we're telling our listeners, don't let your guard down. Don't ease up on the pressure. Call your congressman. Get people involved. Send emails. Go to rallies. Fight for the rights of people who are some of the best people we have in this country, who are here to make this country a better place, and who, by the way, I have it on strong authority, stand during the playing of the national anthem. That should be reason enough. So this week we've learned more about Donald Trump's tax bill and the Republican tax bill. When I say learned more about it, I'm of course referring to fake news. You know, things that scientists are saying, or economists are saying, or experts are saying. In other words, someone who has no job in the Trump administration. And they are stating the obvious, that this is a bill to destroy America's future and our ability to spend on things like infrastructure in order for rich people to loot the country even further. And so Americans will be faced with the question, do you really think that the priority of this country at this point should be to make billionaires richer? But wait, Trump says, as does everybody in his administration who speaks on such an issue. Not true. This bill will absolutely not benefit the rich people. Forget what all those economists are saying. Forget what everybody, in fact, is saying. Would we lie to you? Again, I mean, would we lie to you again this week, today, at this moment, would we lie to you? Our Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, shows up in front of the cameras and tells blatant lies. The head of the Economic Council, Cohn, shows up and tells lies. It's not going to benefit rich people. Getting rid of the estate tax, which only affects rich estates. One-fifth, I believe, of 1% of estates in America are affected by the estate tax. Something like 10 people or families in the entire state of Wyoming and several other states will be affected by this. Red states, Trump states. But this is about helping you, average American, because you're that fucking stupid. You are that stupid that you will actually buy this shit. Let them loot the country. But that's okay. I'm doing this for your good. More supply-side economics. Give more to the rich. Trust me, 40 years and counting, pretty soon, it's going to start trickling down. Okay, update on Las Vegas. Still looking for answers about the shooter, but not necessarily looking for so many answers regarding the weapon of choice or weapons of choice. 12 states in this country, we find out, are no permit states. You are not required to even get a permit to carry a concealed weapon. No background check at all. No look into your mental stability, your likelihood to shoot people. How could this be a big deal? Turns out the gun, the primary gun, used by the assailant, the murderer, in Las Vegas, was fitted with a tool that allowed it to shoot 90 bullets in 10 seconds. 90 bullets in 10 seconds. I'm not sure how many deer hunters need to shoot 540 rounds a minute. But that's okay. That's what he used. There's money to be made. The NRA was Trump's largest private donor. $100 million over the few years before the election. They have a lot of money to spread around. And yet it turns out, it appears, that that's really not the main source of their power. Their main source of their power is stupidity. Ideology, a cult. Turns out, this was a fact you probably saw but may have missed, there are more gun shops and gun clubs in America than there are McDonald's. It's up for grabs as to which one is less healthy for you, but more gun shops and clubs than McDonald's. 3% of Americans own one half of our guns, over 100 million guns, an average of 17 each. Trump notably said, "You came through big for me, and I am going to come through for you," to the NRA. But it's not just about the money. It's about the troops taking their marching orders. People who feel that their penises are wrapped around their 17 guns or more. People who feel their identity is wrapped around their gun. That makes them more powerful than they should be. Because intelligent, thoughtful people aren't quick to join mobs. These people are. So, since the shooting, gun company stocks are way up. That's right, up. The companies that manufacture this carnage are seeing lofty times. But this is the scam. This is the way it works. Okay, sales of bump stocks, the unit that allowed this shooter to kill so many people in such a short period of time, are through the roof. They've sold out of bump stocks in all the stores. This is how it works. You would think that after a mass shooting like this, gun stocks would go down. But no, they go up because the expectation is that people are going to be afraid that maybe there will be a gun control law passed. And therefore, they better run real quick to buy whatever they possibly can before somebody takes it away. The NRA is glad to share that with them. The Republicans, including the NRA, took a brave stance against bump stocks, saying maybe these things shouldn't be legal. Well, it turns out there are other ways to turn your semi-automatic rifle into an automatic rifle, a machine gun. And they've sold out of this one, though they're going to make more. Doesn't seem like it's much of a movement in the right direction to ban bump stocks. But that's not even half the story. By coming out and floating the idea that they might consider banning bump stocks, what are they going to do? They're going to put sales of bump stocks through the roof. All their idiots are going to go out buying bump stocks because they may take it away from you, you know, like the black guy might have done. Republicans have reacted to this carnage also by taking the brave stand of putting off their vote on the proliferation of silencers and reciprocity, which will mean intelligence states and cities will be forced to erase to the bottom with the lowest scum on the planet to allow concealed weapons. Mind you, they haven't changed their stance. They're just putting off the vote for a little while. Wait until things die down a little bit, and it's not so bad to sneak this one through. But maybe more importantly than that, it gives people a little bit more time to quickly run out and buy all their silencers wherever they can find them. Buy the illegal ones, the homemade ones, because who knows what's going to happen in the future. And then when they ultimately decide that we will make silencers more available, then you can go around, you can buy those too. More sales, more sales, more sales. The NRA and their ilk, let's be clear on this, are making money off the bodies of dead Americans. Talk about vulture capitalism. But the gun manufacturers have no reason to worry because they have immunity from lawsuits for any misuse of their product. No matter how complicit they may be in selling a product designed to kill lots of people, they cannot be held responsible. No one can go in front of a jury and say, look at what the gun manufacturers have done, look at how much they've profited, and maybe we should do something about this. They have immunity. We've talked in the past about this push for years and how it continues. Every corporation wants immunity so they could profit off of killing people for free. Once again, vulture capitalism. So what does this say about our other debates? Maybe the most interesting thing about this was looking at the number of people who were wounded in this shooting, and we all feel terrible about this. Awful, terrible, tragic thing. The number of people who were wounded by this, who have started a GoFundMe campaign so that they can get the health care they need. That's right. Some of these people don't have health insurance or sufficient health insurance to cover this. Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's awful. But deal with your own health care problems. So what should we do? Let's just repeal Obamacare. So the next time there's a mass shooting, we'll need an even bigger GoFundMe campaign to try to help the victims. All right, that's the policy week for us. Let's go to the chaos week. And we have to start with an apology. Going to air last week, we said that the Secretary of State of the United States of America referred to his boss, the President of the United States, as a moron. While that was sort of accurate, it was incomplete. Turns out he called him a fucking moron. We should be clear on that. The Secretary of State of the United States of America called the President of the United States, his boss, a fucking moron. You could imagine how angry the President was. Someone in his administration told the truth? What the fuck is that all about? We don't tell the truth here. We don't say what we actually think. Now information is coming out that the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, and the Treasury Secretary have together formed what's been described as a suicide pact. Fire one of us and we all go. Suicide pact? Come on, that is way too generous. That is way too Republican. Republicans can get into suicide pacts. What this really is, and sit down if you're a Republican. Actually, if you're a Republican, you're probably not watching or listening. But sit down if you are. This is a union. This is worse than suicide pact. This is a union. A group of people banding together to support a common goal. Protection in numbers, collective bargaining. This is a union. You know, the kind of thing that the Republicans in their effort to enrich the wealthy are busy destroying in this country. So Rex Tillerson, in case he was out on a rope there by himself or out on a limb there by himself, got some company from Tennessee Senator, Republican loyalist Bob Corker. You've heard all about this, referring to the White House as an adult daycare center. We have been talking for months on this show about how we have a president who is a child. Well, now we have evidence that this is even the way his own party sees him. A child. He says that Trump concerns him regarding the United States. That he's afraid, as the administration is, of what's going to happen if this man-child piece of shit is actually left to do what he wants to do. This is the president of the United States we are talking about. Trump voters, are you listening? What the fuck is wrong with you? This man has no business being anywhere near anything that allows him to control something and affect other people's lives. And it's becoming clear that everybody who has anything to do with anything knows that that's the case. The New York Times reported that his Republican colleagues are all silently nodding in agreement. Focus here on silently. Because they're afraid of the morons that they have created in their own party. These people are so damn stupid. And I know I'm not supposed to call Trump voters stupid. I feel bad, and I'm sure some of you can grow up to be adults someday or functioning human beings. But for the rest of you, you're so brain dead stupid that even your party doesn't know how to deal with you. They are afraid of you. This is the Judge Roy Moore effect. They're going to go with the biggest lunatic in the room, and they can't even control him. Also in the New York Times, it was pointed out, great editorial, how the Republicans are tolerating this defacing of the presidency of the United States of America. Forgive me. Do you remember back to the glorious days of President Obama when the Republicans were upset with the way he saluted? They were upset that he sometimes took his suit jacket off in the Oval Office. Because this wasn't sufficiently presidential. Do I need to say more? Do I need to compare that to the kind of shit that they are tolerating now? Speaking of the piece of shit and those sons of bitches who play football, let's have a moment of silence for our glorious vice president. Poor Mike Pence. He showed up at a football game just wanting to watch people bash their heads in. You know, the good old days of football. And you know what happened? People knelt during the national anthem. Football players knelt during the national anthem. He was inconsolable. He had to leave. He was such a mess. He couldn't deal with it. That's right. That's patriotism for you. That man's a patriot. Allowing a child to go on a rampage through the United States government? Yeah, that's okay. facilitating people waving the American flag, Confederate flag? Thank God Mike Pence is strong enough to survive that. Neo-Nazis. KKK. Nope. Mike Pence is able to survive that. He's strong. He's strong. Donald Trump, it's just coming out now. Among his threats to media, the separation of powers and all this other stuff, he just came out apparently and threatened that government would look into revoking NBC's broadcast license because they printed something he didn't like. Oh my God. I hope we don't see pictures of Mike Pence now. That poor guy's probably a quivering jellyfish on the floor of something. Threat to America. Propaganda such as you would have seen in Nazi Germany or behind the Iron Curtain. Locking up people who disagree with you. Locking up the press. Oh, our vice president can survive that. But not people kneeling during the national anthem. Because he's the queen, who's assistant to the king, the prince of the morons. And this is all they can understand. Of course, he wasn't really upset. We were told he was upset. But then it turns out that the president gave away that game and said, yeah, I had ordered him to do that in advance. Turns out that Pence, when he was let off at the football stadium, said to his drivers, don't worry, I'll be right back in a few minutes. But then, oh my God, I can't take this. I have to leave. A stunt, bullshit, fake news. This coming from our glorious leaders. It didn't prevent Trump from berating the Secretary of State for negotiating with North Korea. Yes, his intent to start a war with a nation of 26 million people. And apparently, his defense secretary and others in the administration are really, really afraid that he is going to start a war with North Korea. But I guess he will be standing up, saluting the flag while he does it, so it's okay. Despite what everybody in the world thinks is a good idea, because he said he would do it, and he's going to do it because he said he would do it, he's talking about decertifying the nuclear deal with Iran. Not because it's a good idea. Not because it will destroy the credibility of the United States. Just who cares about the credibility of the United States? None of this bothers our patriots in our government or in the Republican Party. The Supreme Court this week took oral argument in a case on gerrymandering. I just want to point out again that one of the guys on the Supreme Court asking the toughest questions has no right to be there. I know he stands for the national anthem, but Neil Gorsuch is an illegitimate Supreme Court member and has no right to be there deciding this case. And finally, just real quickly, more to talk about next week, but we're running out of time, unfortunately. Russia is back in the news. That's right, Russia. We find out that that great patriot, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, refused to agree to a bipartisan statement before the election denouncing Russia's efforts to hijack the election. Standing for the flag means that if a hostile foreign power is interfering with an election, that's fine. Undermining U.S. democracy, that's fine as long as you're the beneficiary of it. And finally, in Russia, word is coming out that the independent counsel Bob Mueller and the Senate Investigating Committee are verifying parts of the Steele dossier. The Steele dossier, one of the early reports prepared by a former British intelligence officer, very respected, working on a private consignment that made explosive allegations of collusion with the administration, collusion by the administration with Russia, and Russia's ability to compromise the president of the United States. It turns out that more and more of the allegations in that report are being substantiated. More and more of the allegations of collusion. I wonder if Mike Pence loves the flag so much that when the independent counsel comes out and says that the President of the United States was in league with a hostile foreign power to undermine a U.S. election, that he's going to be one of the ones standing for impeachment. Well, I guess he probably will, actually, because he would then become the President of the United States. So maybe he'll be on board with that one. And when I say, of course, that they're verifying parts of the Steele dossier, those of you who are at all familiar with the Steele dossier are reacting like I am, saying, really? Parts of the Steele dossier? Come on. It's kind of fun watching all the news reports talk about this one without mentioning the one thing that everybody wants to know about the Steele dossier and whether it's been verified. We will be following along in the tradition of good media, not right-wing media, in refusing to spread allegations that have not been proven. Let's just say, however, that I understand that President Trump is pretty pissed about what is leaking out of the Mueller investigation, which apparently is peaking just at this time that all this information is trickling out of the committee. More on this story and lots of other stories next week. But that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed, such as you could. We hope it was informative. Like looking forward, go to forwardnationradio.com. That's forwardnationradio.com and get the full experience. You'll see the video from this and every episode there and on our YouTube channel as well. Don't miss the next Forward Nation Radio podcast on Podbean at podbean.com. If you love what you heard, like us on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, tell your friends, spread the word, Forward Nation Radio. See you next week.
You've been listening to Forward Nation Radio with David Leventhal.